We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Mueller, big into exfoliation, and I think took the personal hygiene complaints to heart from a few weeks ago, because now he's getting pedicures before the show.
No doubt about it.
And what percentage of our listener base do you think has had a pedicure?
Male listener base or overall?
The whole thing.
I think we have a decent female listener base, but not saying that all women go and get pedicures, but I bet you...
If we have 50,000 people listening right now, how many...
35% of them. Almost 40% of our listeners have
had a pedicure. No freaking way.
I think so.
Craig.
I was thinking less than 2% of the entire audience.
2%.
Because I was going to say, with that tweet, I think you've lost your way.
No, I haven't. I've been getting pedicures for years.
No, I think we got to get... I'm not saying to disavow or give up on pedicures. That's fine. I've gotten a pedicure before. I don't like it as much because the bottom of my feet are very ticklish.
It's funny that you dissed me for the pedicure thing in the back before the show, but now you're copping to
it. I'm not. You're not listening to me.
There's nothing new.
I'm not dissing you for getting a pedicure. I'm dissing you for posting it on Twitter. That's what I'm dissing you for. Because I think you've lost your way. You said the other day to me, why can't I get my Twitter followers up?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, put out a good trade proposal. And then the second thing I said to you after that was, or I should have said to you after that, I didn't have a good answer at the time. Now it's come to me. You got to get back to the things that were sure to appeal to our listeners, like, this guy, Chris Mueller, I want to hang out with this guy. Mm-hmm. Take a picture of yourself drinking an IPA. Post an IPA.
Mm-hmm.
I think people love that about you.
You don't think people want to hang out with the pedicure man.
I just don't think the pedicure is relatable to the Chris Mueller audience. The person Chris Mueller is trying to talk to, you're not trying to talk to pedicure person. You're trying to talk to IPA guy and gal.
How do you know
that's
that
what
pedicure,
you're going for?
How do you know that pedicure Pete and IPA Ivan aren't the same person?
In your case, they are.
Craig's nodding in there. I convinced Craig Riley.
I think no. Craig agrees with me.
You know what? Bud Light Bill might also be a pedicure. Pete.
I think here are the things that you should post pictures of: the beer you're drinking, your dogs, mm-hmm. your kid.
I don't post pictures of the kid.
You don't?
No.
The dogs.
Dogs occasionally.
Your beer.
Yeah.
The food you make always gets a big hit. It gets a big pop.
Gumbo.
Yeah.
I don't think gumbo got me followers so much as mobilized an entire state to try to kill me on Twitter.
So what? You became relevant again when that happened.
I don't want Louisiana. I don't want to be relevant in Louisiana for that reason.
Why? Again. One state is a strong opinion on Chris Mueller. That's one more state than before you posted the picture.
Well, if no states have a strong opinion on me, then I might as well quit this job.
No, because one does right now. Well, two. Pennsylvania and Louisiana.
I think Ohio has a pretty strong opinion
three.
On me. But I'm just lacking in the Twitter followers.
I just don't think that...
I'm not doing well in West Virginia right now, by the way.
The big fans of our show who are driving around after a long day at work, they're not thinking about going and getting a pedicure, Chris.
How do you know? What if they work on their feet? What if they work the land?
They're thinking about going. Well, sell them on then the virtues of a pedicure. Just a picture of your your stinky feet with your toenails and stuff out. That was not going to get. Oh, let me see what Chris Mueller's up to today. Oh, he's getting a pedicure? Man, this is a must follow account.
So you don't think there's some people out there, maybe Rex Ryan fans, who like the pictures of the feet?
That's what you were going for.
You're not catering to that audience. No, that's the only that fans. About
what if
that?
Like, what if the foot fetish people got a hold of Mueller's
just follower count
pedicure?
Spikes.
We become huge in that community.
Chris ends up posting pictures of his feet on OnlyFans.
He's got that camera right in front of him now. You just put those bad boys right in front of that.
Just put this bad boy up and say, "You like what you see?"
Chris is gonna have like. We're going to have like an intimate live webcam of him putting his feet up there.
Odyssey's going to see a spike in our webcam numbers. Like, what's the PM team doing? They're
going to
tune
guys in. Pittsburgh, whatever they're bottling up and selling in Pittsburgh, we need feeties, to bring that.
It's the feeties for sweeties radio.
Just one shot of Chris's foot right in front of the camera during the whole show.
There is nothing. Craig, you're the one who hasn't had a pedicure. Pony's ticklish, whatever. There is nothing like if your feet are all janky.
But
and,
my feet
and
aren't all janky.
Dude.
Chris, you went out of your way to brag about getting a pedicure today.
Yes, because they rule.
I just don't think our listeners and fans.
Too high class.
They don't want.
Too high class.
They don't want a guy looking down on them from, you know, Mount Dr. Scholl bragging about their feet, man.
Mount Dr. Scholl.
Yes. They don't want you bragging about your feet hygiene.
They'd rather hear about you not wearing deodorant and not showering for like weeks
at
a time.
It seems that you both think getting a pedicure and tweeting about it alienates me from the common man. But talking about the fact that I haven't showered in 4 days.
Yes, and I know it. And I know at your core, you are a common man.
Well, guess what? I haven't showered in 2.5 days, but I did get a pedicure this morning. It's a six. So it's a little bit of this, a little bit of column B. But I did put on deodorant because knowing I hadn't showered, I didn't want the people working in the pedicure and the nail spa to be like, oh, this guy smells.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Your feet haven't been washed in days, and some person's got to get down and scrub them.
You better have tipped well.
I did. Well, I asked Alex, too, before I left because she wasn't working today. I said, do I smell? And she said, no, you're good.
Chris, you said she's literally the worst judge of that because of where she works. So that smell test holds no water.
All I needed to do was hear, no, you smell fine. That's all I needed.
You just wanted the answer that you wanted to hear, not the real one.
Thank you.
She can't smell. She has olfactory fatigue.
Because of me.
No,
because of her job.
Yes. Only the most vile, disgusting, awful smells register for her.
That's true. You're raising a fair point.
Because you raised it first.
Yeah, I did do that, didn't I?
This was your point.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I guess at the end of the day here, if I'm being very honest, I just don't care. If I'm going to go out in public, I assume there are people who are probably going to smell worse than me out there.
You know what this is a product of, Andrew?
Huh.
He claims and is probably, no, he is right about it. He has the best marriage of ours, right? Yeah. Of the three of us.
Yep.
He's very comfortable. He doesn't have to worry about anything. Everything's going to be fine. She's not going to get upset. You and I have to care about things still.
Yep. All right. Mueller's. You're right, Chris, over there?
Yeah, there's just a little, we needed to, you know, look through some scripts, do some things.
He's a mess.
Some copy points here. No, I kind of got lazy. I could run to the mailbox.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy.
Ah, here it is. I found it. Eureka.
Great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.